Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 14, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 14. God did not create a meaningless world. God did not create a meaningless world. The idea for today is, of course, the reason why a meaningless world is impossible. What God did not create does not exist. And everything that does exist, exists as He created it. The world you see has nothing to do with reality. It is your own making, and it does not exist. The idea for today is another step in learning to let go the thoughts that you have written on the world and see the Word of God in their place. The early steps in this exchange, which can truly be called salvation, can be quite difficult and even quite painful. Some of them will lead you directly into fear. You will not be left there. You will go far beyond it. Our direction is towards perfect safety and perfect peace. God did not create a meaningless world. As I contemplate this lesson, I repeat, what God did not create does not exist, and everything that does exist exists as He created it. He says, the world you see has nothing to do with reality. It is your own making, and it does not exist. And I think about the line, God so loved His Son that He gave Him the world. God so loved His Son that He gave Him free will to make a world. God so loved His Son that He gave Him free will in which He made a world. It seems the world is an exploration of who I am not. But I am learning now who I am. I am not this illusion of this body, I thought. I am not this illusion of this body I thought I made. All the bodies I thought I made. The world I thought I made. As I see the horrors in the world, I learn I am not that. The horrors of the world are not real. God did not create it. I dream it. I learn what I am not. The curiosity of the question, then who am I? Father, lead me to the truth of who I am. I am as you created me. What am I? What are you? I feel your love for allowing me to explore, to return to the truth, to see how much I love you. I want to only return to the truth and seeing who I am. In seeing who I am not, I regain devotion to what I am, who we are, to our oneness. Help me see directly who I am, who you created. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we close the eyes and sink comfortably into our seat. Taking a few deep breaths. God did not create a meaningless world. Only perfect love exists. For this meditation, accept those two statements, that God did not create a meaningless world. Only perfect love exists. What is the mind state when it is in perfect love? It's a state where it is allowing everything to be as it is, without judgment, without wanting it to change in any way, loving it exactly as it is. Sit here in this moment, perfectly allowing all things to be as it is right now, not wanting it to be different in any way. Only perfect love exists right now. when a thought comes up, notice if the thought is about changing something or judging something or comparing something. This wanting it to be different is fear. Yet only perfect love exists. The state where we allow everything as it is without judgment. Do you see that this thought that came up is not perfect love? Do you see that this state of mind can't be true? It can't really exist in perfect love? Sit in the state of perfect love. It is all that exists right now. If you slip out of this state, simply notice it. You have slipped into a state of mind that doesn't exist in perfect love. And return back to perfect love. Thank you for joining with me in the only thing that exists, perfect love. Namaste.